Well, hello, everyone. If it's Monday, it's time for another Bears of a Certain Age podcast with your favorite podcast, Bears. Scott and Johnny are here. How are we doing, Johnny?
I'm doing really well. I'm enjoying this faux spring that we're having.
I'm having the exact opposite. We just had a quick little Instagram live. If you missed it, check our Instagrams on Bears of a Certain Age and Left of Straight. But I am cold. We are highs of 40s, lows of 20s all week. I am over it. My spring sprung three times so far, and yeah, it hasn't stuck yet.
It is not fair. That's all I have to say. I don't love this time of year because it's everything's like schizophrenic.
It's crazy. So I see those lovely elephants behind you. It just reminds me, my friend went and saw previews for Water for Elephants, the new Grant Gustin play on Broadway. Oh, I love me a little Grant Gustin. I love that. All the new seasons starting to come together.
Is it the one that's... Is it based off the book?
It's based off the book, yeah. And it's I don't know how exact it is. I mean, there's still circus performers and everything. There's a whole nine yards of elements of the book. And I'm not sure how close it goes. But I'm a huge Grant Gustin fan from Flash and Glee and everything. And he is one of the leads in this new play that just started doing previews last couple of weeks on Broadway. My friend saw it, said it's absolutely amazing. I think
it's an epic novel, just epic. So it would be beautiful to see it on a stage.
I'm excited. We have new season coming up. Part of my little Galecka group that we've talked about the last couple of weeks for films also does our own little version of the Tony Awards, the Dorian Awards. So I don't know how that works because you can't really get screeners to those. So I don't know how we're supposed to vote on them if only our New York branch gets to do it. I haven't found out yet, but...
Do you guys utilize Broadway.com?
Possible. We'll see. Like I said, we do television, theater, and movies. We just finished movie. This is my first year in it, so I haven't done the theater or television part yet, but I'm looking forward to see how they do it.
Broadway, if you're a theater gay like I am, Broadway.com is an amazing resource to be able to see live what a Broadway show is like. It's beautiful. So maybe that could be a way. I don't know if the new plays... are there right away or if they are like videos and you wait?
Yeah, we'll have to see. Hopefully we'll get to be able to see them somehow like that. There's some great plays coming up. There's a new play called Suffs coming up, S-U-F-F-S. It's about women's suffrage. Hillary Clinton is one of the producers behind it. And it's supposed to be a really good show. Alexandra Billings, who's just Instagram famous and TikTok famous and a fantastic actress from Roseanne and so many other great things. And she's been doing plays in LA. They're putting her life story together for a Broadway play. And she has had an amazing life story. It's just so there's a lot of good things coming. I'm looking forward to the season.
Discriminate, I think call the chop to circumnavigate, steal my heart to let it percolate all night, all right. Bears got the best of me, I said. Bears on my fantasy, I said. Bears into what I like, we do it all night, all right. Bears.
I was gonna say, those elephants you mentioned behind me, you know, our producer Kurt painted those? So... yeah, he's quite an accomplished painter, and he's amazing. Well, he's amazing with men on canvas and with animals. He has some murals around town here in Spokane, and talented.
I am constantly amazed by his artistic ability. So that's just another one that I love that.
So every time we have like a meeting of either the production company or whatever here, all you have to do is say, people should just walk downstairs in his house because the sides of the wall are with his shirtless men paintings. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I love that. Let's catch up. We didn't have a live. We didn't have a podcast last week. We did our live instead. But we finished our award season for the movies like we talked about. You had an amazing hour-long conversation film extravaganza with Nathan. I had him back on Left to Straight to talk about some things as well. He's a pretty damn good procrastinator. how's that procrastinator? What is it? A prognostidigitationist? I don't know what it is. He did good. He figured out the movies. So that was great.
Yeah. He is he watched 52 out of the 53 nominated films because he does the whole list. And I'm always fascinated. Living with him was quite an experience. He is a very focused individual. So I knew Sundays, the living room would be his because he loves sports. It makes no sense to me, but he loves sports. And then he would always go to the movies with his little notebook to make his notes. And I remember I got to see Joker with him in North Hollywood, and it was an experience. Best experience ever, because he's so much fun to talk to about film. So it was a lot of fun. I'm grateful that I accidentally met him when I lived in
LA. Bet during the run of the movie, he made you shut up and be quiet and then talked about it afterwards.
Oh, yeah. There is no talking. No talking. He's got things to do, but it's worth it. I always love watching those things with him. But he's a smart guy. Very smart. Yeah, and he loves movies more than anybody, even me. So
that's
it's
amazing.
A lot of fun,
well,
yeah.
Your show was amazing, and he did such a good job. We had cocktails involved and great production values. So very, very fun, my friend.
It was a lot of fun. And it was fun because he always turns me on to movies I don't know about. And so All of Us Strangers, of course, Adam Scott, Paul Mescal, my favorite queer movie of 2023. But it will rip your heart out. But I wouldn't have known anything about that movie except Nathan said, you need to go watch this. So he'll give me homework every year around the Oscars because I always want to do an Oscar show with him. Last year, we did a live, like, Jimmy Kimmel type thing. I had a monologue, the whole thing. And then he came on stage and we did it that way. This year, I wanted to do a filmed version. I change it every year. I get bored easily. So he'll give me homework and he'll say, watch these movies. I hate him and I love him that time of year because I don't have a lot of time. So I know I have to watch these movies as homework. So it's torture, but I enjoy the movies
very much. Maybe I'll fly out next year. We'll do a joint live production. I would love to do another live one.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you some crafty little fan who watched our show said, we should shoot next year at the Academy Museum in LA because, you know, it just opened a couple of years ago. And I was like, not a bad idea. We'll see what we can do. But yeah.
I have
so
a couple.
Fun.
I have a
I love
couple
it
friends.
When these
one
fans
friend that
get
works
involved.
At the Academy Theater or the Academy Museum, and one that's done a lot of shots there. So yeah, that would be a good, kind of a good, fun deal to get.
It's beautiful. They did a great job with it. And I always love when, first of all, when a fan writes in because it means they watched the show. And then they have ideas. And yeah, so I love that people enjoyed what they saw. So
I miss Academy Award night in LA. That was so much fun. There were so many great parties to go to. And if you couldn't snag an invite to a party, a lot of the clubs had watch parties and they had a great event. And it was just much fun. I loved it.
Well, when you do stuff like we do, you'll get those little weird invites in your inbox and you're just like, I don't know who you are. I could get murdered, but I'll try. I'll go. But it is fun. And they forget that you don't live, that everybody in the world doesn't live in LA. Makes sense. But don't stop inviting us because we
Elton John's party makes herds of money every year for it. So I love that. Of course, a Vanity Fair party and everything. I have not gotten into either of them. I've gotten into some awards parties that were a little off the beaten path. I got into Spago's a couple times for their after parties and stuff.
But I never made it. Wolfgang Puck always. It's easier to get into Wolfgang Puck's party, and there's a lot of stars.
I have been to those. Yeah, I've been able to get into those and weasel my way in. My friend Fred Karger has a whole book about party crashing. He's been to all these parties all over. He is fearless. I am not that fearless. I look like I'm going to get caught at any second when I walk into these things. So if I'm not invited, I don't usually try to go. But I was able to get invited to a couple good things when I was living there, but not to the majors like Elton John and Vanity Fair.
Right. Me and an ex-co-host of mine from years ago, we snuck into the Webbies, and that was a lot of fun because, I mean, it's just right downtown. No one's paying attention. So you have to, but you do have to dodge those people with that microphone in front because they're looking. Yeah. So as long as you're crafty, you can get in.
Exactly.
There.
Well, I loved it. Like I said, I talked about in a previous episode that I was a seat filler for a lot of the award shows. So I got to see the award shows.
Yeah.
Then I had to try to hitch my star on whoever was doing a good after party somewhere. But I got to see the shows in person. They're always a lot of fun. And
it takes so much patience to be a seat filler, which I don't have that patience. So I have a lot of respect. I knew a lot of people who did that job, but it's not. I mean, it is not as simple as sitting in a seat. And people don't understand.
No, I got very
that,
lucky.
Yeah,
since my friend coordinated it, I got kind of sat in a seat for most of the shows. Every once in a while, I'd have to move.
Yeah.
But what it typically involves in is whenever someone goes up to take an award, they make you sit in their seat. So if the camera pans, it looks like a full audience. So there's, as you can imagine, between the presenters and everything, there's people getting out of their seats every couple of seconds. So there's you're hopping around like a little bunny to get into these different seats.
I know. I would accidentally be sitting on people's laps like Matthew McConaughey or Ryan Gosling, you know, because it just got crazy.
What did you think of Ryan's number?
And listen, Ryan Gosling's
number at the Academy Awards.
It was my favorite moment. He did such an amazing job. And the fact that he did it live and he sang it live. That was crazy.
I didn't even realize. Yeah. I now felt like they should probably take away my gay card. But I didn't realize until after the fact that it was all based on Marilyn Monroe's Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. From if you look at their outfit and everything, I had no idea. It's like, I'm a bad gay. It was horrible.
And I have to say, I had heard that, but it wasn't until people were sharing memes and comparing that I was like, they did such a good job. It was so close. What? Yet again, another reason that Greta should have gotten nominated, but you know, we survived the night and moved forward. But it was beautiful, and that was. I'm glad the other song from Barbie by Billie Eilish, "What Was I Made For?" I'm glad it won, but I'm super glad they did a live performance of the other one.
Exactly. Just brilliant. How about her as a 2-time Oscar winner? Her age. Just amazing. She's got to be the go-to person for film for film songs anymore.
Oh, and I loved both. The one from James Bond, I loved. And then I loved this one. But let's be honest about what I love the most is I want to marry her brother Phineas. So I love that. He's amazing. His albums, I love her. I love his albums. They are amazing.
Well, speaking of award shows, Bear World right now has their award nominations out now. So if you haven't been to Bear World yet, which I'm sure most of our audience has, but if you haven't checked it out, they are going through all their nominees on Bear World for the Bear Awards. They did their inaugural launch last year. It was so much fun. They still don't have a podcast category. I'm a little bummed, but we'll talk to John. We'll get it to happen one of these years. And,
they're just worried that we'll sweep
nominations. Exactly. So, but if you haven't voted yet, head over to bearworld.com and be sure to check out the nominees and vote for your favorite. Best Bear Club, Best Bear Personality, a lot of fun things. So a good job on them.
See, we can be nominated in We can be nominated in that. Best
well, there you go. Next year.
We've got
next
that.
Year. This year we didn't quite make the cut, but next year I think we were like number 7
well,
and 8 of the 6 people that were nominated, but we were very, very, very close. So
close.
And I think this year they're going to do it live. Last year I think John did it virtual with I forget the drag queen's name. I feel bad all of a sudden.
Yes.
But I think they're going to try to do a live awards event this time, so that should be fun.
That'll be a blast, yeah. And I mean, they are growing by leaps and bounds. They've been around for a while, but they are amazing. So I love that they continue to grow and expand, and they're under good leadership.
Oh, yeah, I
for
mean,
sure.
They handed the torch off to John to kind of do the day-to-day running and everything, and he has been around it, of course, through his partner who's been part of the magazine for a long time and everything. So, but he's really taken the reins and run with it. So impressed with John and the entire Bear World staff. So good job on them.
I know, right? Smart man.
Well, speaking of Bears, let's talk about, we hit it in the live. If you missed our live last week, you have a big show coming up, exciting, from Bears to Twinks and everyone in between. Talk about that for a couple minutes.
Yep. Yeah, we decided, so I don't like to be quiet, especially if I'm in a conservative area, which I am. So every time I have my friend Ian Kelly on my show, he's been on 3 times, I think, we always end up talking about men in their underwear, because we're always trying to help straight men look better for their girls. Like, listen, respect your girlfriends, your wives. Wear something more than just loose boxer. So we always end up talking about that. I always get a ton of emails after the shows. And so one night I'm sitting there, I'm having a little wine, and it hits me, it would be really cool to have a live fashion show, kind of like the Victoria's Secret Angels on NBC when they do their show. But let's flip it and make it a bunch of queer men. And let's stay true to my my continued push for body positivity of all shapes and sizes in the queer community. And so I wrote a bunch of underwear companies, and shockingly, 3 of them within like 2 hours sent me an email back saying, we want to be a part of this. So Skull and Bones, Addicted USA, and ES, a UK brand, all said, what can we send you? What can you do? So we're sponsored by national, international brands. And I just thought, I've always believed, people ask me all the time, what makes you think you can do what you do? And I said, because I don't stop to realize that I can't. So you just do it. So we've started putting together this show. I called my team and I said, I want to call this show Revolution, and I want it to be about empowerment and standing up. And next thing you know, I have a bunch of models. I have a team, and we have a venue. So now on Saturday, the 6th of April at 5:30 until 8 o'clock, we're doing an actual really cool underwear fashion show. That's exclusive. Only 85 tickets are being sold to this. And we just opened up, if you're in Spokane area, or will be, we just opened ticket sales up this morning. And you have to email me to get a link. And people have been emailing. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited. You joined up. You joined forces to help make this happen. So we are very excited. I have to say, so Left Up Straight podcast, in association with my production company, Aru, but also we were talking about your new coffee company, which is Left of Straight Coffee Company, which makes me even more excited, because anything that has to do with coffee, I am down. So I can't wait to talk about that on stage and to send people that way. We need a whole branch of your coffee over here in Washington. So
I'm excited to be a small part of it, because we talk about all the time, you're a great idea man. You put on some great productions, and though I can't be there in person, I like to be able to participate at least from afar when I can. So that's always exciting. I think by the time this airs, tickets have been on sale a week, and there's only 85. So be sure to check and get on the Queer Center and get that email out to you, because tickets are probably going to be going pretty fast.
Yes, I'm so glad. I want it sold out, baby. So then we can move on to the next amazing event that no one does here. So we're ready. We have a lot coming.
There you go. I love it. Well, the coffee company is hopefully going to kick off in the next week or two. Johnny and I, of course, are huge coffee buffs. And so I've been spending the last 3 or 4 months on a secret project, just trying to experiment with different coffee companies that are out there, tasting a lot of coffee, which I do already, so it was kind of fun research, I have to admit. And I finally found one that I wanted to partner with. We're calling it the Left of Straight Coffee Company. And the thing that I like about it is it's a little higher ticket item and the profit's not big, but I get to give back a little bit of everything to the LGBTQ community, which is what we're both so passionate about. And so for any purchase that you make on there, part of that's going to be going to an LGBTQ nonprofit 501c3. The first couple of months we're going to be doing to our Big Gay Road Trip partners, which is the Bayard Rustin LGBTQ Resource Center in Akron, Ohio, and the LGBTQ Center of the Desert in Palm Springs. So we're going to get back to them. But if you have any 501c3 that's doing things for our community, please let me know, and we will try to put some funds your way towards it. So that's exciting. I'm excited about that as well.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm just going to I'm changing my name legally to 501c3.
Right? So. Exactly. We work hard enough anyway. Might as well put it into writing, I guess.
True. True. I'm my favorite charity.
Well, guys, be sure to hand out to us. Yes. Let us know what you want to see for upcoming issues. I had a great email today, Johnny, about one of our listeners is in one of those May-December romances. We just had a great film about that last year, and he wants to talk about that sometime. Him and his forever bear has a great relationship, so I told him to reach out to us at the email site. But that's a great thing. We've kind of talked about it a little bit in the past, but... And I'm in my daddy phase, so.
And I think what an important subject, because we don't talk about the actual ins and outs and how. I mean, we still, I think, put it a little to the side, but it's a common and valid relationship. And I would love to talk about that. That's amazing.
I think
amazing.
It's great. I think that Stan Chris or Chris Stanley, whatever, is doing a great job talking about that on his social media stuff.
Yeah.
He's as much fun as he has.
Also,
he's also very much about the positivity of being with Brett, who's an older and a little chubbier guy, and everyone never believes it. But
they're adorable.
They're very adorable.
They are adorable together. And also, you know, Stan Chris Stan, whatever his name is not bad to look at. So I enjoy his
there
videos.
You go.
Definitely,
easy on the eyes, both of them, Brett as well. I mean, and he's a cop and he was on Survivor,
yes.
So he's an outdoors man. So
yeah.
He's got a lot of things checking all the boxes there.
I'm like, where are the handcuffs? I need to know.
There you go, right?
Like this control freak could ever let himself be in handcuffs, but still,
there you go.
It's a
exactly.
good thought.
At least they're goals. We may never attain them, but they're goals out there. As long as we have a goal,
exactly.
That's okay. It doesn't matter if we attain it or not.
Exactly. Well, this is always fun. I love that we get messages like that. I love that, like on the live, we had interaction with people who watch. That's, you know what, that's the point of everything I think that we do in media is to create connections. And so it's so fun when you guys have things to say to us, suggestions on shows. I love it. So it's my favorite thing, whether it's my crazy world or the shows that we put on here. So I hope people continue to do that because I think
exactly.
It's fun.
And if you're new to the podcast, be sure to check out our old episodes. We had an amazing couple of interviews.
Yeah.
Joshua Pangborn, an amazing film producer and director,
oh,
was
yeah,
a great show. Queen Sir Jet was an amazing show. Of course, Colton Ford. We talked to a whole bunch of people. Who else did we talk to?
Yeah, we did. Billy Clift was on the show and was amazing. And just the nicest man ever. So, yeah, he's a lot of
fun. You can check out all the archives on Instagram or look us up on Spotify and all those fun places. And check YouTube. All of our episodes are on YouTube. So be sure to check those out.
And listen, if you're single and you need a date, you can write either one of us. You know, just tell us we're sexy. That's all we need to hear.
I think we need to each do a dating game sometime for our own areas and everything.
I would
do a Bears dating
that.
Game for yeah. one of our places. I think
that'd
be a lot of
fun. That would be so fun. So see, we're always looking.
Exactly. Well, guys, we appreciate you tuning in every week. Like I said, we're always looking for your suggestions. If you have any bear hugs to give out to friends and family out there, someone just made your week or made your day, be sure to shout them out. Let us know. You can let us know on social media at Bears of a Certain Age on Instagram and Threads. You can also get us at our email, podcastbears@gmail.com.
We're always looking. Come on, give us something
exactly.
to read.
Well, guys, we will be here next Monday. Thanks so much for tuning in. We appreciate you all. Johnny, as always, always a blast talking to you, my friend.
Such fun.
All right, your tickets. Revolution coming at you in just a few short weeks. Left to Straight Coffee Company, look for that. LeftToStraightCoffeeCompany.com. And we will see you next time. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye. Best of me, set bears on my fantasy, set bears into what I like.